For some female prisoners at Juba Maximum Prison, it's not all bad news. The UN mission in South Sudan and the National Prison Service are running a project to teach the prisoners how to sew. The project shows the inmates how to sew, how to thread a sewing machine, and how to make a dress based on a pattern. Agneta Johnson is course director of the Swedish Prison and Probation Service, which is funding the project.
This is going to be a permanent project so that the women that we are training here will in turn train their colleagues and the prisoners so that they can keep teaching more and more people how to do this.
With this skill, the prisoners will also help provide clothes for female prisoners in South Sudan. Agneta Johnson again.
Our goal is that what we have committed to is to ensuring that each female prisoner in South Sudan will have two sets of prison outfits so that they have something to change.
The sewing project was started by the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, UNODC, in 2009 when it donated sewing machines to prisons in Juba, Bor, Wau, and Malakal. The UNODC has donated a total of 13 sewing machines to those facilities. Prison officials hope that the trainees will produce uniforms for male prisoners as well and repair uniforms for all inmates and prison staff. General Abel Wall is director of the National Prisons Service in South Sudan.
This is an important project for women who are vulnerable in the society. Once they get trained here and they get the skills, then they will go back to the community. They will be serving their people. They will be earning some living for themselves and their families.
One of the participants in the sewing project agrees.
When I was out of the prison, I was not able to do any work. But I'm sure after I get out of the prison, I can be able to do something which the government can benefit from.
It's hoped that the sewing project will help rehabilitate prisoners by giving them a second chance to be productive members of society in a country where finding a job may be difficult. Chances are that the project may also help to drastically reduce crime for repeat offenders. Jerry Adams, United Nations.